It's awesome when they pour it from the actual the draft line. You can see a cascade down.
Exactly. Cascade is the word.
Yeah. If you guys want to know where to find these delicious beverages we're trying out, it's srprod.com/beerfinder.
Oh, yes. This is unbelievably smooth.
Super smooth, and that's the whole purpose of that nitrogen in there.
So the nitrogen is what does that.
Yep.
And you would think, because it looks like it's going to be creamy and thick, it's not at all.
It's not. It's actually light. You can't see through it, but it's lighter than it looks. That is for sure.
I think it's fun to drink.
If you were blindfolded, you would not assume that it looks like this. Right?
Oh, no, no.
What's the ABV on this one?
So this one's going to be a little bit lower at 4.2%. Oh, okay. So even more so, 4.2 is getting you back into your domestic range. So easy drinking. Looks like it would be heavy on your stomach, but that nitrogen kind of clears things up and makes it easy to drink.
Does it make you burp?
No, I don't ever have any issues. Yeah.
No belching going on. No.
Rusty, you have less CO2 in there.
It's really smooth, just like you said.
When was the last time you were blindfolded, by the way, Rusty? Just curious.
That's kind of inappropriate.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
We're all sharing. It's probably too hard-hitting a question this early in the segment. But I would imagine, St. Patrick's Day, I would assume, even though during the NASCAR season you're out there, you're in race week. Have you ever got to celebrate a St. Patrick's Day proper during the...
Never.
Really?
I never have.
Really?
I mean, I raced so hard my whole life, and it took up so much time. I never had time to really go do that,
Really? Well,
spot for you, then.
Yeah. After you wrap up with your bike week duties, before you head back to the shop, I'm just saying, maybe you guys, you head out. We're gonna head out to McKay's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? On Main Street in Daytona Beach. You're invited.
We got to do that.
And Guy will buy all your beers.
Why not?
No.
See, at first I thought you were going to say we get in our cars and take a lap around the headquarters here.
Your car goes faster than mine. We just found that out on the way over here. It was way faster. Mine topped out at 72.
I got a quick question about these Guinness. The one that we just drank, which one did you say was on draft? The can that we just opened?
So the can we just have is the typical Guinness you would find on draft.
Okay.
And that's the same thing with the Nitro.
Okay. Now, I've never been to Ireland, but I hear when you go there and you pull Guinness out of the tap there, it's something amazing.
It's completely different than what we have over here. The temperature is a little bit warmer. What they do over there is fantastic.
Even on the side of the can, it says, upon opening, the famous round plastic widget in every can unleashes nitrogen through the beer, creating the creamy head and iconic surge that's distinctively Guinness. Mm. To best enjoy, open the can and wait a moment for the nitrogen to release. Pour into a glass tilted at 45 degrees. Oh. Watch the surge and settle, and then enjoy. Wow. There's a science to this, guys. Yeah. You're basically scientists every time you pour a Guinness.
By the way, I was in a band for a little while called Iconic Surge. Did not go well. Three guitarists, no singer.
What, did you short out?
Yeah, it did not happen.
Okay, well, we had a long night last night, and I'm really impressed that you could even read that damn can. I can't hardly see the can right now. It looks like a big blur. She reads all the little words on her. I went to Ireland 2 years in a row so far over at Golfin.
Really?
And, man, I tell you what, we have a blast over there because everything over there is about pubs.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We get done, all we want to do is find a pub. And I hardly ever ask for the brand of beer. I'll go over and say, give me a lager, or give me this, or give me that.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally different than the States.
All right, well, I want Rusty to tell a story he's never told before. I don't know what it is. I'm just saying, think of something that you've never told me before. Like, treat this now as if it were an Oprah special. And if you people tell Oprah stuff, they don't tell anybody else. Look at you guys are laughing. They know one of these stories, Rusty. They may have it. So when we get back, Rusty is going to bear all.
Well, I got to dream that one up.
This just got up.
Fair enough. He may just have some more beers with us. It's Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot. It's our get ready for St. Paddy's Day episode. More to come on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.